Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Know who you are, own it,
off
and be like,
bat.
I like you.
That's it.
And I mean, he was a boob guy, I thought, but
everyone thought that.
Yeah. I was like, I don't even have boobs, so you know what? He's just going to have to
you
accept me.
You do have
me.
Boobs. Your boobs are underrated, I have to say.
I do
the internet underrates your boobs.
I do have C-cup boobs, but
they're big boobs.
They don't look like it.
They're big bobs, I think.
Well, thank you.
I'm tired of the internet hating on your bobs. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, stop hating on my bobs.
Stop hating on them. They're big, I think.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, and this is the show where we try something tasty and try to see if it works.
This is where we tell you some shit that they do not tell you, but we will. Because
we're trying to just eat things that have are plant-based.
That's not the show. That's a different show.
So if you have any tips, podcast at nikki.limo. Thanks.
Okay, well, that is the show. We're actually going to be taking your questions from our email, podcast@nikki.limo. If you have a question you would like us to answer, podcast@nikki.limo. Just a disclaimer, we are not experts, but we will play to the top of our knowledge when we are answering these questions.
However, if it is the subject of cryptocurrency, if it is the subject of owning and co-owning an internet lottery, yeah, I'm your boy.
If it is the subject of Eminem, Marshall, Bruce Mathers III, then I'm your boy. Other than that, not experts. Okay, jumping right into it, we got a Patreon question right off the bat. If you are part of our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, first of all, thank you for sponsoring the show, basically. And also, you get first dibs on questions when we do our Ask Us Anything segments. And this one is, I don't know if they want to be kept anonymous.
So we'll name them by name and first and last.
Okay. His name's Sean, but I don't think he needs to be anonymous. His question is, what is the key to playing the perfect game of Mafia, as cop, as nurse, as townsperson? Found you guys in JK Party and binged all of them. Love you guys and happy to be a new member of the Patreon. So much awesomeness. Thanks for taking the time to read and answer my question. Hello, welcome.
First of all, I love you and welcome. Second of all, we've never played the perfect game of Mafia.
Every game.
I get too wrecked.
Can I just say I hate being Mafia? I hate it too. I don't like being the bad guy. I like being the cop because I feel like I can do a good job interrogating people.
I love being the cop.
This is also
my
the thing
role.
That some people didn't like that I did on that show, but I love that because I can tell when people are lying.
Well, nobody likes a bad cop without a good cop. You gotta have a good cop.
I gotta have a good cop, but there's usually only one cop in.
Well,
in
I know, babe, but you know.
Yeah.
Can't so, yeah,
I love being the cop. That's my favorite. But
same.
I don't know. Perfect game?
There isn't. We don't know.
We don't know.
I've never played the perfect game.
It also
I haven't
ha-
even
it
won
depends
a freaking game
on...
Mafia, except for, well, I've helped the town people win, of course.
You know what I'm obsessed with that is adult Mafia?
Please.
Is poker.
Exactly.
It's exactly
I
like that.
I haven't won as Mafia that I remember, but I probably did, but I don't remember.
I've definitely won as Mafia before by convincing Tiff that you were Mafia at the very last. That was like one of the first Mafia games we
so
played.
So perfect.
Yeah. I felt really bad though, because I hate lying.
I know, it's rough.
I really hate it. In poker, I don't really bluff a lot.
I know.
I just don't like it. It makes me feel weird and bad, and like I have to correct the karmic balance.
So I've seen people come in and they basically are noobs, and I think that like poker, that's your best shot.
Yeah.
Like you come in, you don't even know how the game is played, and so you're not stressed out about it.
Yeah.
I think that's your best
shot. That's your best shot at, yeah, for sure.
To
beginner,
actually try
beginner's
to answer your
luck,
question. Because I can't, because I think I suck
it's
at
like
Mafia.
The more you think about it, the worse you
if
are.
If you're an honest and guilty person, and I was raised Catholic.
Yeah, same. It's so hard.
It's impossible. You're just too guilty already.
And even when I'm the townsperson, I feel guilty. Like, I feel like people think I'm Mafia, and now I feel defensive.
Before that, even, I'm guilty when I walk in the room, and my name is Steve Green. I'm guilty already.
Yeah, I'm guilty. And before even I was even born, I was guilty.
Dude,
yeah.
I'm guilty. I wake up, I get in the shower, I'm guilty already.
Yeah.
It's over.
I already beat you because I said it before I was born.
You're in the primordial stage.
Okay.
See,
calm down.
Because I went to science.
Calm down, nerd.
That's where you go when you're in trouble.
All right. Thanks for your question.
Hey,
I hope that helped
you.
We are experts at Mafia. Okay. This one is titled "Getting Over Your First Love, Loving Someone Again?" Questions. Hey, Nikki and Steve, here for the vibe, and you guys are cool. Here's the Cliff Notes version of what I'm going through right now. This may be an update on a previous question I've asked, but there is a guy that I fell in love with in college. We grew very close, very fast, but he wanted to stay, quote unquote, friends. Spoiler alert, we were never just friends. He flirted with me for over 6 months, and I'm fairly certain he wrote flirty posts about me to an anonymous Facebook page, but that's another story. Anyway, I was kind of annoyed that he wasted my time by leading me on, but I was like, okay, whatever, I'll just move on with my life like I always have in the past. That did not happen. We aren't friends anymore due to some drama and mistakes/miscommunications on both ends. Even though we never dated, we were close friends for about a month and friendly acquaintances for like 5 months, and during the whole time, I was head over heels. I could tell he had some feelings, but he was still processing his feelings towards his ex from high school. Even though things didn't work out, we are not on speaking terms anymore, and I wake up feeling absolutely heartbroken. In the past, even guys I dated briefly, I'd never been in love before with them, and this was the first time I had felt that intensely for another person. And I never even dated this motherfucker. In reality, there were a lot of ways he sucked, but I kept thinking, he's a good guy deep down, for some reason. When we started having issues, he continuously avoided confrontation and refused to talk things out with me because he hated quote unquote drama, and he said I was causing drama, and he assumed I was mad at him for some quote reason I created in my mind. Looking back, he was sort of sexist, and I'm way out of his league in more ways than one. He sucked in a lot of ways, but I miss him so much for some reason. Despite him sucking, I hung on to his good qualities. He was there for his friends, he was punctual, he was very friendly. He tried to empathize even though I could tell he wasn't the best at it. We connected so deeply and I thought he was my soulmate, but I realized now that I was probably just super into him, and that's what made me feel that way all the time. He is just drilled into my mind, and I wonder if I will ever feel that intense of an emotion again. How did you guys first get over your first real loves, the first people you felt like you were madly in love with and were going to marry? I feel like feeling that way again is impossible. Lots of love, anonymous.
Allow me to free your soul.
Yes.
You had an experience with a perfect being that you, obviously found flaws with, but you never got to go deep with them ever. You never even got to get in a relationship with them, so you don't know how much they suck.
What I would call what you just experienced is infatuation.
Yes.
That was not love. I'm sorry.
You didn't get to go into the nitty gritty.
I don't take it back. That's not love.
That's not love.
It's infatuation. It's commonly mistaken for love, and that's why I feel like a lot of people, you know, get into bad marriages and the divorce rate is high.
Well, in the beginning, yeah, of course we're obsessed, but now it's like whatever.
Right.
But no, it's not like that, actually. If you build the relationship like you're building a house.
Yeah.
But nobody does that for some reason. They just go like, oh my God, like these plans are so great. I'm so excited about this. But once you lay the house, you have to do it brick by brick by brick.
Yeah, and obviously I wasn't there. I don't really know the situation with my eyeballs, but I can tell you that in high school, end of high school, like just out of high school, basically, I had a best friend who was a guy. And during this time, I did not know this. We just got along really, really well.
Say it ain't so.
And
he liked you?
And
no.
I had a boyfriend all through high school, and then I was single during this time, and we just like really like we hung out all the time. We played board games. We'd always crush everybody in board games when we were on the same team.
You can't believe it.
And we would play video games. We'd watch stand-up comedy together.
We got it.
And yeah, all that time though, I never had feelings for him ever. I really just was so happy that my best friend was a guy. But then I noticed
like, you're a cunt.
He would get kind of like offended if I kind of had a crush on another guy, or like I mentioned liking a guy, and then he got a girlfriend during this time, but he invited me on all of their dates and it was really weird for her.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is I feel like
you're on deck the whole time.
I feel like in his mind, he probably felt like you, like, oh, I know she loves me back because there's no way I could feel this way about a person and then they don't love me back. But I really didn't have any feelings. I guess it could have been considered flirty, but in my mind it was just because we were really good friends, you know? And so maybe you're just misinterpreting what you think is flirty, because if you guys have never hooked up, you've never dated, and you're blaming it on that he's still hung up on his ex, I don't think that's the case.
Let me handle this for you.
I don't think that's the case.
This is a guy who just couldn't pull the trigger because he didn't know what the fuck was going on. He didn't know what to do about this. I've been there before. That's why I say that so confidently. He just didn't know that you kind of liked him. He thought, oh, this is pretty platonic. I don't want to sour that, but I really do like you. And then he kept you at an arm's length because he was scared of your ability to hurt him. And
wait, you think that you got all that from this message?
Absolutely.
I guess I didn't see the times.
She says she's like obsessed with this cat.
No, I know, but was he obsessed with her back?
Yes.
Wait, how do you know that?
Look.
Okay, with
it's
guys.
It's called unrequited love. Guys don't spend this much time with chicks like this if it's not for something else. I'm sorry, it doesn't happen.
If guys want to hook up with you, they're going to hook up with you. No, it doesn't even matter.
Not all guys. Some guys aren't sure that it's time to take the shot. So, and they learn years later that it's time to take the shot.
Two different perspectives. Like I said, I wasn't there, so I can't really say for sure for a fact. But I can say for sure for a fact that it ain't love.
He didn't have the base level of confidence to pull the trigger with you. Sounds like you weren't sure either. And then there's a lot of resentment and regret because of that. That's what I think.
Yeah, maybe. I think you're projecting a little bit from your life because...
Absolutely not. I never had. I went through this one time.
Because, well, did you end up telling the girl that you hate drama and that she created drama in her mind?
No, but there are guys out there who are insecure.
Yeah.
And who, by the way, when girls confront them about things, they go, you're just making drama, but they're just using it as an out.
Okay, but I'm saying if you liked someone that much, like, why would you do that?
It's not about logic. It's about the fuzzies. It's about the feelings that you get when you're with this person. Like, you don't do things logical, I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, then, if that was the case, then maybe the timing wasn't right, but
it sounds like that.
To me, it sounds like he just wasn't into you. That it was a one-way infatuation.
That could be.
That's what it sounds like to me. But, you know, we have two different perspectives from two different experiences. So I can't say for sure.
No. It's hard because we don't have all the info. And we don't have his perspective either.
So, and by the way, I'm not on his team.
I am. I'm fully wearing his jersey. No.
Because, like, I mean, you said he's sexist and stuff. These are the things that clue me in that I feel like it wasn't reciprocated, because you're telling me all of his flaws, but you're willing to overlook them because you're infatuated with him.
That's a good point.
I feel like he kind of was maybe those things where he's kind of being mean to you to keep you at a distance, to like to give you a signal that he's not interested. But yeah, I don't know.
That's a very good point.
I don't know. But I'm sorry, you will find actual love. You just have to be open to it, and you have to work on yourself to know like really who you are and what your value is, so that you know when someone else can recognize that.
Yeah.
Is really what it's about.
Yeah, for sure.
And when someone else can recognize, like be like, yeah, you are exactly what you think you are.
The key is you're looking for somebody who's looking for what you're looking for. That's it.
That's the key.
Because we were both the person in the relationship who were like, I'm more into the other person than they're into me. And we both
found
each other.
I'm more romantic. I'm more sentimental.
It's not like that at all. It's like, you love me so much and I love you so much. And it's like, hey, bro, this is crazy.
If you can be very clear on your life values and your core principles and the type of person you get along with.
Yeah, you can build something nuts.
You will know when you find it.
Yeah.
Okay, hope that helped. Next question says, to keep going or to stop? That's what he said.
I don't get it.
And then I said, stop. It's been way too long.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that was painful for me.
I don't think you get it.
I think I got it pretty good.
Okay. Dear Nikki and Steve, I love the podcast, the vlogs, the JK episodes, the kittens and coffee jewelry. Oh my God, thank you. Kittensandcoffee.com, everybody. And everything
and the
you guys.
Crypto corner? Oh, no, no.
And everything not, you guys do. Everything you guys
not
do.
Not there. Okay.
It's all encompassing.
My bad.
I actually adopted a kitten I found on the street and can't help but feel that now I'm more connected to you too. LOL. I want to steal your kitten. And like a true fan of this show, I have a relationship question. Perfect.
So true.
Okay. So. My husband and I have been married for almost 7 years. You know where this is going. I don't, actually.
Oh.
We got married when I was 20 years old. Okay, now I kind of know what
it is.
Yeah,
I get it.
He was 25 and I was pregnant with our son. For many years, we put our relationship on the back burner and focused on finishing school, getting good jobs. Ooh, sorry about that. Buying a house and raising our child. From an outsider's perspective, we have a super cute family and life. The truth is, we have both been unhappy with each other for years. Besides the day-to-day arguments like dirty dishes and laundry on the floor, we have bigger issues. Our sex life has not been very emotionally fulfilling. My husband has changed careers 3 times during our marriage, and he's thinking about doing it again. We're raising a really good child, but we can't seem to get on the same page about parenting. But I think one of the biggest issues is that I have big dreams and I've worked really hard over the past 7 years to achieve them. But my husband is kind of lazy and tends to just settle for, quote, just enough. Our perspectives and goals in life are completely unaligned. Over the past months, we have been very open about our emotions towards the relationship. We decided to split up in May 2021, but we still live together. We have been sorting and separating our finances. We have even talked about how we plan on separating our assets. Even though we've both tried, we just haven't gotten the spark back. It feels like we're slowly moving towards divorce, and I don't know if I'm making the worst mistake of my life. He's a good man, but I'm not in love with him. Should I keep trying to make this work for the family, the kid, the financial freedom? Thank you for reading. Lava you, Anonymous.
If it's for the family, for the kid, for the financial freedom, then no.
No.
If it's for you and because you see something there, then of course.
No, I think she answered her own question in this.
I think she did
too,
but I just wanted to help her see it neutrally.
I didn't see we've been separating everything and we split up and I'm devastated.
Yeah,
I'm so heartbroken.
Love
I love him. I'm realizing all the things I miss about him.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any of that. So it just doesn't. It seems like it's mutual.
We've watched Avengers Endgame and both cried when Black Widow died. Everyone did that.
When you find someone at 20, it's just very rare that it works out. You don't know who you are yet at 20. And even if you do know who you are, your partner has a slim chance of knowing who they are. And so most likely you guys are going to grow apart, which it sounds like you have. Like you have big goals. He doesn't. He changes careers a lot. You like stability. You have different parenting. I mean, all the things you mentioned. And you didn't know any of that when you were 20 because you were 20 and you're kids and you don't know much about anything other than high school. That's like all you've lived with.
But at least you got to build a family together.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Like, you'll learn more as you go. Like, I'm not a parent, but you don't get a manual with parenting.
Exactly.
So I know how hard that is. And I'm sure if he is a good guy, you'll make great co-parents.
Yeah.
But you both deserve to be happy. And I think you guys are just going to drag each other down if you're not in love with each other and you don't really have the same core values.
I mean, is he fighting for it? Doesn't sound like it. No. It doesn't sound like anybody's fighting for it.
No one's fighting for
it. If there's nobody fighting for it, then what are you fighting for?
Exactly.
Oh, that's such a good line. Can you write that down?
No.
Okay. Can somebody write that down for me?
Don't write it down.
Hey, Mark, can you write that down and email that to me?
Put the pen down.
Thank you, Mark. Oh, Mark always on my back. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, I just don't think that, I mean, you have so much of your life left. You have so much. You're, you know, I don't know, you're in your 20s still. So, like, if you think about how much time you spent with them and you're like, oh, I put 7 years in, you know, like, oh, then he's a good guy. I should just stick around. No, no. You feel like this now, 7 years in? How are you going to feel 30 years in? You're going to feel like you wasted a lot of time. You missed out on a lot of time. Stop writing it down.
If nobody has that fighting, then how are you even fighting? That's what the line was, right?
All right. Well, I hope that helped. Okay. Maybe I'm going to separate my stuff from right here because I'm getting real pissed off. All right. This one is it's titled All the Loves Plus Here for the Vibe. Perfect. Hey, Nikki and Steve. My name is Courtney, and I've been following you guys for years. You two are couples goals, and there's a heart emoji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. You mean this guy, too, though?
Wait, both of us are couples goals? Yeah.
Both of us?
Yeah.
Or just me? Let's just clarify, you know, whenever you get a chance.
Hey, they call me the cat gatherer.
They don't.
I gathered quite a few cats.
No, they don't. Okay. I've always felt like Nikki and I are the same person, and she has influenced my life in many ways. Oh, my God. You're amazing, then. One of my favorite things is when Steve talks super passionately about a topic because I find it really motivating.
Oh, he just did a whole episode on Steven Seagal, so you'll dig that. Yeah.
Anyways, I just wanted to thank you guys for all the advice, especially to Nikki for opening up about your anxiety and depression. It has inspired me to seek therapy for both issues. Oh my God, that's awesome. Congrats. Like truly, that's really great.
If all we ever did was get more people to seek therapy, we would be very happy.
Dude, if the world got therapy, we would be so much more peaceful.
We should subsidize therapy. Let's go.
I wish my taxes could go to paying for people's therapy.
For real. I do too.
I had my first therapy session today, and I'm really hopeful that talking with a therapist is going to be a big help. Thanks again, Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, let us know how it goes.
Hell yeah. Slap it high to you.
That's awesome.
Dude.
Keep us posted.
And if you haven't gone to therapy yet, go to therapy.
Please.
People listening.
Please.
That's my expert advice.
No, because people always hit us up and like, hey, you know, we would love to know what you think. And we're like, go to therapy. That's what we think.
Yeah, that is what we think.
That doesn't mean don't talk to us, but we understand that things are deeper than a lot of people give them credit for.
Okay. This one has a really funny title.
Okay.
I don't know if you're into this. Okay, I'll just read the title and then you tell me if you're into it. Okay, STDTY question in parentheses, 2.5-minute read time, colon, mildly yes, relationship adjacent,
I'm in.
Plus fun bonus.
I'm in.
It's so accurate.
I'm so in.
I love that you timed it.
Okay, hold on. Let me time it too.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
Just so you know, I read faster in my head, though. Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello, Sticky. I thought you guys and some of the listeners might enjoy the below being asked on the podcast. No need to keep me anonymous at all. First of all, praise. I love you both dearly. You're so truly wise and offer such thoughtful, well-researched information on every episode. Oh my God, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I couldn't help but to fall in love with everything you both do. I binge the vlogs, Tasty Tuesdays, Sticky Shows daily on my lunch hour and at work. I can't get enough.
And the thinning?
Thank you for watching.
Is the thinning number 2 in there?
No.
Okay.
You're ruining the read time.
Sorry.
Main question. I'm pretty sure it was an episode of Shit They Don't Tell You that introduced the idea of creating a list of definite needs / deal breakers / red flags in regards to dating. If not, please correct me. Might have been Big Mood, our chief competitor.
Hey, Mark, cut that. Thanks.
This list would be concise 5 to 10-ish items and demonstrate hard no's or hard yeses for a person to better navigate finding potential partners efficiently and effectively. Of course, it could be used in other situations as well, apartment hunting, job searches, etc. I cannot remember which episode it would have been featured in, so I figured I'd ask. Can you quickly go over this process and how you may have used it? Do you remember the episode? And 3, how does one follow up and keep themselves accountable once a list has been established? Feel free to jump down to the bonus question if all this is nonsense. Okay. Well, should I finish reading or should I go to that question?
That wasn't the main question.
There
was no main question.
No, that was the main question.
Oh, sorry.
That was the main question.
Sorry. But what was the question?
Okay, background. I hate dating and love being alone. I am a true introvert and have always been 100% happier on my own versus the time I have been in a relationship or dating. Because of this, I think the aforementioned list method would help me be more selective and waste less of my time when I do decide to try dating again. There's a asterisk after that, so we'll read the note. I tend to dismiss certain annoyances or red flags in the beginning, yes, and the whole thing ends in a pile of irritation and resentment.
I date lists.
There's two asterisks after that one. Okay, the first asterisk, okay. I hate the process of dating, but the idea of a healthy relationship is appealing. Okay. The second asterisk, I identify as a gray sexual on the asexual scale, so the lack of dating is not all due to me being jaded, I swear.
Please fill out this list if you would like to date me. Thank you.
Okay, bonus question. If you have time, or in case the first question is too blah.
We got time for you.
Oh, we got so much time. Okay. So you both are always answering our questions, so here's one for you. If you had the choice of any other profession in the world, which would you choose? For example, I dreamt of becoming a forensic veterinarian once I started my master's program in forensics, but later decided vet school was too much work to probably end up poor and sad 24/7. If it wasn't so depressing, I may have reconsidered after building my resume post-grad. Thanks, Bianca.
Bianca, that was 2 minutes and 41 seconds.
Wow.
Thanks to Steve Green interruptions.
Exactly. It would have been an accurate
read. You have to time that, though, if you're going to do this.
You got to time the Steve Green for the praise and the Steve Green interruption.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
What would I do other than what we're doing right now? In all honesty, I think I would probably be doing something like programming wise, Solidity for the blockchain, where I would try to take healthcare and make it affordable via cryptocurrencies. Like basically helping people have like more independence from our healthcare system using crypto.
I would be a professional poker player.
And so I was going more selfish.
I don't want to help. She's just trying to help the world.
She's trying to help people.
I want to help the world.
I was just trying to help myself.
I would do charity
because
rounds.
I'm like, well, I drink a Monster a day. I need healthcare.
I would do tournaments.
And Nikki's thinking about other people.
And I'm thinking about how everyone would see me kill it.
Nikki's
like,
thinking about how she's really bad at poker, so she's going to be donating lots of money to a lot of people.
Damn.
That was sick, though.
Good burn.
Thank you.
No, I feel like I changed my, what would I be doing if I wasn't this thing in my head all the time? Like, you know, last year I was like, maybe I want to start a hedge fund. And then I was telling Steve that my retirement dreams are just to do all my crafts and sell my wares at farmers markets.
Yes.
Like live in a beach town, make candles, sell them at farmers markets, and just, you know, and I don't really need the money. Like I'd just be like one of those people that has lots of money that you wouldn't know because they dress like garbage. And I would just sell my candles and I'd have little things for the kids. And I would have like my personal favorites and I would talk about them to anyone that would listen. And I'd have free lemonade. And that's all I want to do. That's truly like, I had my dream of dreams.
If you guys even knew, she would talk about this so much.
My dream of dreams. Just live in a beach town and sell my wares. Yeah. That's not a career. So professional poker player.
Right. So there it is.
Where I'm at right now. All right.
You're just thinking of the people.
That wasn't the main question. That was just the bonus question.
Well, wait, what was the main
question? The main question was the list thing. Okay, so I don't remember exactly what episode you were listening to. I did have a list when I re-entered the dating scene for the first time.
Explain the list real quick.
I am. Will you just not talk? Wait. I will listen. I'm explaining it right now in front of your very
the
ears.
List like I know what it
I'm
is.
About to okay. explain the list. Holy
Perfect.
Shit.
Thank you.
Okay, so the only list that I can think of that I have ever talked about or mentioned, besides a red flags episode we did on Big Moot, but that was not my personal process, it was just us naming red flags, is when I first entered the dating scene back in my mid-20s, and I realized that I had a pattern of guys that I dated, and it never worked out, and I would always end up heartbroken and sad and it never worked out. And I went back and actually read all my old journals because I keep a daily journal. And I went back like 5 years and I was having the exact same relationship problems with a different dude. And so I was like, shit, you know, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I need to fix something, like set standards, like maybe I need to get very specific on the type of guy that I want to date. And so I sat and I made a list of all the qualities that I'm not willing to settle on. Like this person has to have these qualities and they cannot have these red flag qualities.
Can I just say though, I think that this person's problem
Yes.
Is too many lists.
Maybe, but maybe she could find someone with also that likes lists.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes you got to just say fuck it a little bit and just experience life a little bit so you know exactly what you want and not what you think you want first.
Definitely experience life first.
That's all.
Okay, so I wouldn't have known what to put on the list if I didn't experience what I didn't like first.
That's what I'm saying.
And there were certain aspects, obviously, with those guys that I did like, you know? So I would pick and choose like, oh, well, I really liked this from this guy, but it wasn't enough to compensate for all of the negative things that happened.
You got to stop planning your life.
Yeah, you really do.
That's all.
I don't know if you said how old you are.
But I think that based on the way that they, you know, gave us this information and the way that they categorized it, by the way, very neat, very tidy, all that stuff. But you're trying to plan your life out and you got to stop that, especially when it comes to relationships.
Okay, one key information point that you put in the background is that you love being alone and that you've always been happier on your own versus the time you've been in relationships or dating. Okay, here's the thing. So I love being alone. What your potential partner should give you is like, it shouldn't take away from the happiness you feel when you're alone. Yes. It just adds to it.
Yes.
So I still get to be alone. Mm-hmm. I'm alone a lot of the day and a lot of the week, and it's great. I recharge, and then I get to spend quality time with my partner later. So we'll have a day or date night, or we'll have like, oh, you want to watch Survivor tonight or whatever.
Yep.
And I know in my mind that that's happening later, and it just adds to my life, and I love his company.
And we look forward to it.
And we look forward
because
to it.
Because of that, because we have those set things that we do that give you time to recharge.
Yeah. It enriches my life, and it doesn't take away from it. And that's what you need as a partner that doesn't drain you, but actually adds to your life.
And maybe wouldn't have known that had she not experienced me. And so I'm just saying,
yeah,
like, I think that it's good to not plan your shit and just go find people and build
figure
your
out
boundaries
what you like and don't
way.
Like. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Because you're never going to know if you don't.
No way. You will narrow it down later. But how can you start if you're narrowing it down already?
That's why they have samples at Costco at Trader Joe's, because you don't know what you don't know.
And the Home Depot and Lowe's.
You could love it. You could hate it.
They've got color swatches.
And
you take it home.
If you love it, you just buy it. They usually have it right there.
Hey, why do they let you take it home? Oh, so you can put it up on the wall with your light conditions and see if it works for you, right?
Yeah.
You don't get to just check it out in the store under their halogen bulbs. No one has those kinds of lighting conditions.
No one has
conditions.
And thank God.
Thank God for that. It'd be a drugstore in every single home.
So yeah, it's customized to you.
Isn't that beautiful?
Maybe that's a person that would fit in some other person's home. Maybe not your home.
But maybe they fit in a lot of homes.
If you were a paint swatch color, what would you be?
Rouge.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I paint you as more of a blue person because you're always wearing blue.
What color is rouge again?
Well, your last name's green. Why would you pick rouge? This is like rouge.
I didn't even know. I went to my tree.
Did it subconsciously go into your mind?
No. I just went to my tree.
You just wanted to say rouge. You didn't even know what color it was.
We can go to break.
I wish I said that. It's not even a color.
You should have. I wouldn't have known.
All right. We're going to go on a break. But when we come back, we have more of your questions. Thank you for asking
them. My tree is an improv reference. I'm sorry. It's where I stack things that I've heard or seen lately.
Nobody cares.
And I apologize.
I don't forgive you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back on the Should They Don't Tell You podcast. I'm Nikki Limo, and we're going to answer more of your questions. Welcome back.
We're here to answer more of your questions here on the Should They Don't Tell You about
the Should They Don't Tell You
podcast. Okay, next caller, you're live on the air. Please ask me a question.
This is a funny topic. Yeah. Question. Okay. It's just in all caps, so I can't not read it yelling. So it's, is this a deal breaker for women?
Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry, Mark.
Hey, guys. I've never been in a relationship in my entire life. 25 years.
Great. Open with the great brag, intro. Why don't you?
However, I've been looking. I've been a bad man by using escorts and hookers for sex a lot. Ooh. Recently, at my work, there is a girl that's interested in me, and I plan on asking her out and seeing where this leads to. I was wondering if men paying for sex is a deal breaker for women, and how would one discuss about it once they're in a relationship? P.S. I would like to stay anonymous. Kind okay, regards.
I'm gonna take this one.
Go for it.
No, please.
Oh.
Like, how could I possibly?
I just feel like it's case by case. Every woman's different,
if
so
I
you
used
can't
hookers
just.
Before we get together,
that's a case by case basis. Okay. So yeah, for me, I would probably. I don't know if it'd be a deal breaker. I'd have to get to know you first. Like, that's, I don't think your past defines who you are now. I also, you know, I think sex workers are, I have a lot of sex worker friends. I'm not a lot, but like I have a few sex worker friends. And so I'm not like going to shame sex workers. And,
But I have to say, I had an ex who might as well have been a hooker. What do you think of that?
What?
Yeah, she might as well have been a hooker.
Okay.
From as much as she got around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So what do you think of that part? How do you judge me now?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. Wow. You're very open-minded and cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So back to this person's question. I don't think I would bring it up right away, if that's what you're asking. Yeah. Like, I think that's kind of a way to scare somebody off. But if you guys are gelling and you guys end up becoming something, I mean, more serious, obviously get tested. Make sure you get tested before you engage in any sort of intercourse. Be safe, please. But if you guys end up developing serious feelings for each other, I don't know if it would be a deal breaker.
This is why Should They Don't Tell You officially believes that hookers should be regulated. Mm-hmm. Because then you don't have to worry about the STD thing.
Yeah.
That would be a non-issue.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it should be illegal. I think it should be...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like they have in other countries.
So that's what we wish for, but...
But hey, we don't make the laws here.
Sure don't.
If we did, there'd be a lot less taxes. Am I right?
Hey, a lot more hats too. A lot more hat wearers out there. I think I'd make it cool to wear hats again.
Is it not cool to wear hats?
It would be mandatory in some states.
Mandatory?
Yep.
Okay, well, I am not voting for you.
Please consider me. Thank you.
But yeah, I think approach it. Use your best instincts.
I guess my thing is, why would you bring it up?
Well, I think it's important to be honest and open.
No, that's good.
But not right off the bat.
Right.
Like,
no.
No one's bringing out all their skeletons off the bat, you know? People have a number of different things in their past that...
Imagine you're on your first date and you bring all your skeletons out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. So, make sure there's something there first.
Tiny.
Get tested, be safe. Mm-hmm. But then, feel it out. Like, maybe a year, maybe 6 months to a year into it, when you guys are solid.
If you're tested on your first date and stuff, you don't owe her anything as far as, your past or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
As long as you're not O.J. Simpson and you're like, I don't know why everybody freaks out when I come into a room. I think it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck for you.
Good luck, bro.
Okay. All right, for the next question. This one's titled, How Do I Stop Craving Men's Validation? A great question. Hi, Nikki and Steve. Feel free to give me a fake name. Okay, Valerie.
Oh.
I had to check and make sure that wasn't her actual name.
It wasn't.
Okay, I'm just going to get straight to it. I crave men's validation, and I don't know how to stop. I don't even know if I'm into men. I just want them to validate me. I like that line.
Really funny.
I know this is definitely connected to my complicated relationship to my dad, who passed away less than 2 years ago. Oh, condolences.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Long story short, we had a lot of interests in common. We were the two artsy people in our family, but he had anger issues and would get really mad at me and everyone else all the time for very small things. Can't relate at all. And at times I would even feel unloved by him. Now, whenever I meet a guy around my age, it is almost like I get a small crush on them. But if they were to ask me out, I would lose interest. I just need proof that they don't dislike me. I don't purposely flirt or lead them on, because that would be really mean since I'm not actually interested in them. But I try to look pretty around them and try to interact and banter with them until I have some type of proof that they don't dislike me.
Holy absolute shit.
The proof can be anything from purposely sitting with me during lunch at work to asking me out. This kind of overlaps with another problem I have. I always feel like people secretly dislike me. I've gotten a little bit better lately, but I still feel it very often. I'm just not as bothered by it as I used to be. I'm sorry if this is a little all over the place, but am I wondering if you have been through something similar and if you have any advice for how to break this habit? In case it would help, I'm about to turn 20 and my personality is very similar to Nikki. We actually got the same MBTI and Enneagram personalities, if I remember correctly.
Explain that real
except
quick.
I don't like alcohol. That's the personality test we took them.
All right, but
thank you for the great podcast.
For those who are uninitiated.
The Myers-Briggs personality test and the Enneagram.
Yeah.
So my Myers-Briggs is INFJ and my Enneagram is a 4-wing-3. But yes, I relate heavily to that. I relate.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always kind of think that people don't like me.
Yeah, true.
I also think that in the past, and this was in regards to that other person's question, one of my patterns for dating was I would date guys who I really needed to win their approval.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they didn't just like anybody, like they like hardly liked anybody,
yes.
You know? And so I felt really special when they liked me,
yes.
And I felt like I earned it. But if someone were to like me right off the bat, like if they just like throw out likes, like they just crush on me, I just don't like them that much. Like,
that makes sense.
You know, it's weird because it's like, I want them to like me, but I don't really like them because they gave it too freely, you know?
But that's, I think, just psychology, right?
Sure, but also...
Like, that's just how people are. If you give me something too easily, then I understand I can get it very easily.
Yeah, but also, even guys that I'm not into, if they're just hard to win over, it's like a personal challenge that I want to win them over, you know? I don't even know if it's just guys either. I think it's girls too.
I think that too with you, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I think guys is more...
You see it more as a challenge?
Fulfilling.
Okay.
I don't see it as more of a challenge. No, it's actually harder to win females' approvals.
Okay.
But I didn't have a problem with my mom. So
exactly,
it's more like a guy thing, yeah. And I do think it's related to my dad.
Of course,
and my dad was very similar to your
huge
dad.
Shout out Ben Limusner, if he's listening.
He's actually turned a corner recently. And we've been very open with it, and it's been really nice. But yeah, like I definitely like. I mentioned poker earlier, and when I've been going to the casinos and being at the poker tables,
yeah.
And I don't really care about beating certain people, but some guys at the table, it really means a lot when I win their respect.
For sure.
You know?
Plus, it's great that you're normalizing poker addiction. I love it.
It's not an addiction. It's a passion and a hobby.
Happen. I think it's good. I think it should happen. Listen. Obviously, you kind of like self-diagnosed yourself. You kind of know what's going on.
And you're so young, so good for you for good being for so you. Self-aware.
Yeah, you're very self-aware.
Yeah.
Take that with you into combat, right? Like, that's something that you're fighting. It doesn't mean that you are going to enter every battlefield with the right weapon and know exactly what to do. But you kind of know your station and what you kind of do. And it's good to take that with you and know that that's what you're doing. And maybe you'll meet someone cool out of it. Maybe you won't. But don't try to self-diagnose yourself because of your inclination. Just try to recognize that you do this and just let life happen.
It's hard, though.
It's very hard. Look, I have the benefit of being a neutral observer who's merely telling her
secretly thinking that people secretly dislike you is hard to overcome.
And needing their approval.
It's like it's your own insecurities.
Of course it is.
Obviously.
Of course it is. But you know, some people channel that into comedy. Like some people channel that into very successful careers in a lot of different fields. So I don't think that this will be a problem for you. Like the way that you're maybe seeing it, maybe you could use the inertia and the momentum of this to turn it into something great for yourself.
Yeah.
Really. I really do believe that. But yeah, don't be its bitch though either. Like that's the thing that you're worried about, right? You're worried about it controlling you and that. I think you can get control of that because you recognize it. So
I think as you heal your issues too and recognize your own patterns and break them.
Exactly. But recognizing and staying present with your patterns and knowing that your patterns are there right with you right now. And what can we do about that? Like, I think that's really healthy to know.
Good for you.
Yeah. You're dealing with your shit.
Good job, Valerie.
Good for you, Valerie. Huh? Can we say her name?
Valerie. Well, that's not her real name. I gave her a fake name.
It sure is similar.
No, it's not. All right. This one's titled That Dating Stuff. Okay. Hello, Nikki and Steve. Such a great podcast. Doing great, my loves. Aw, that's sweet.
Thank you so much.
I will give you some background on me and then dive into the question to allow a better discussion topic. I like that. I like how you prefaced this.
Yeah.
So I am in my early 20s and I have been living on Montreal on my own.
Hey, we've been there. Shout out.
We've been there a few times.
Huge shout out.
Huge shout out. I have really loved the city and moving here has changed me greatly. I meet a therapist at one point because I felt my life was not all that it was and I was missing something. I got diagnosed with social anxiety and have been working on it a lot. I know with the pandemic it was hard at some point to socialize, but I joined a women's collective for art. I even went to campus to make work. I contacted friends of mine and have been more open about it, taking classes I want to take and planning on French stuff and taking action on the career I want, which is a creative direction, and moving to a new neighborhood and made friends there. I will say I made a lot of work. Old me would have been more afraid, and I feel I'm getting better. The only department I want to tackle is dating. I've been reading and learning more about seduction, but it's, well, I think the ideal partner stuff. The thing I keep running into is the guy I found out either has a girlfriend or due to my anxiety and lack of sacredness, I would kind of fuck it up somehow. Or the guys are dismissive and I waste my time on dudes who I never would be in a relationship with. Super sad thing. I met a guy at set and honestly, he's a super dope dude and we had a bit of chemistry and laughing happened. He reads, we both traveled in the same places and he's such a nice dude and super helpful on set with a sick octopus tattoo. But I stalked his Insta and he has a girlfriend. Never pictures together, but he is her photographer and they went on trips and one post said, "With you, heart emoji." And someone commented, "Love is in the air." I go, "Yeah, they're dating," which good for him. I just kind of hate meeting guys knowing that they have a girlfriend or are scared to ask if they do and then ruin the potential. Side note, she's a model, acts gorgeous, and I feel like a slob. And I think I should try to be as pretty as her? Question mark.
Whoa.
I guess the thing is I see a guy and I mentally like something gets stuck in the what ifs and then I get a disappointment. It kind of sucks because I want to have a boyfriend really badly and a guy that works with me and I just don't think, I just don't know how much to focus on it. All my friends around me are in relationships and the ones that are loving and these people are just their own, it's like their twin flame. I'm just wondering, where's mine? Do I work on myself more? I know that with that guy, nothing can happen and I just move on. But where's the balance of living my life, speaking French and finding love? Thanks and hope you can answer. Love you.
Take the pressure off out there. There's a lot of pressure on all these interactions.
I know, yeah.
Just got to chill out a little bit.
People, when you get too like, where's my twin flame? Where's my guy? Where's my person? Yeah,
you're fucking your expectations up.
You're not presenting yourself. If you do happen to run across your actual soulmate, you're not presenting yourself in a way that
hell no
would make you open to that person. So
if Nikki Lima Green, when I met her, knew that she would walk into my office earlier today and she's like, hey, what video are you watching right now? And I was like, well, I'm watching how to exponentially search on blockchains. And you're like, what? You looked at me like, I might as well have been having sex with an animal. And that's being honest.
I don't know. It was kind of mundane for me.
Disgusted.
I just kind of walked
and I'm not overly building up that moment.
I only walked by you to go to the bathroom.
You were disgusted with me. Mm. And that's what I'm saying is like, you know, don't build up all this shit so much where you're like, Jesus, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good advice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just think that when you know who you are, it really does. You're not so concerned with whether or not someone sees it, you know? Like I knew who I was when I met Steve. And when he became single, I knew that he seemed like the type of person that I would want to be with. Like that was exactly my template for the type of guy that I wanted to be with. At least in my mind, those were the qualities he had. But if I had put all that pressure on him to like me back, I don't think I could have been myself, which would be then he's not judging the right thing because I'm not presenting myself because I'm trying to be what he might like rather than being me and in my head being like he's either going to accept it or not. Like, and if he doesn't, then that's not my twin flame.
And this happens to people too, right? Where they present that perfect thing because they know that that's what that person maybe wants. And then they end up like 3 years down the road or whatever, 5 years down the road going, wait, this isn't who I am.
Yeah.
I'm devastated.
And then you have to keep up the act.
Yeah. Or you have to fake it the whole time and you're miserable. You don't know who you are anymore. Fuck that shit.
Way better to just know who you are, own it, and be like, I like you.
That's it.
And I mean, I knew he was a boob guy, I thought, but.
Everyone thought that.
Yeah. I was like, I don't even have boobs, so you know what? He's just going to have to accept me.
You do have boobs. Your boobs are underrated, I have to say.
I do have C-cup boobs, but they're
big boobs.
They don't look like it.
They're big bobs, I think.
Mm. Well, thank you.
I'm tired of the internet hating on your bobs. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, stop hating on my bobs.
Stop hating on them. They're big, I think. I think that's what
he has pretty big hands, and they fit in his
hands. Yeah, they fit good. I got fucking oven mitts over here.
It's just that all my friends have really big boobs.
Well.
Yeah.
Thanks to the magic of the medical community.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, which is fine.
But anyway.
Which is normal.
Stop putting pressure on yourself and on others. You don't, just be you. Like, exactly. But really figure out who that is and really know it and really own it and really be happy with it. Like spending time with you. Like, you need to like spending time with you. So that you know what other people would like to spend time
with. And what they're missing out on.
What about you?
What they're missing out on.
They would like to spend time with. Yeah. And if the person doesn't like that thing, then not the person.
I explain this. Listen, I have two little brothers. And so my job was to help guide them. And that might horrify some of you. But my biggest thing was always, I told them when I walk into a room, I don't think anyone's better than me. And I don't think anyone is worse than me. Right. And that's the key, I think, to the whole thing, to the confidence experience. Mm-hmm. I don't ever go into a room and think, and you know, this is what's so funny, and I'll be very, very honest right now. That's what's so funny about people who like to hate on things that I've done, mm-hmm. or like say movies that I've written or whatever, is they think that I go into experiences and go like, well, I did this and so I rock. But I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just think it's awesome that people got to do anything at all.
Yeah.
And so when I go into anywhere, I'm always, I don't walk into a room and go, everyone's better than me. Oh, fuck. I need to sulk or like sit here or like sink. I walk into a room and go, hey, everyone, you know, makes things and everyone like, you know, tries. And like, I don't think anyone's better than me. I don't think anyone's worse than me.
Oh, well, not me. I walked into a room and I'm like, everyone's better than me. Everyone's better than me. Blended. And I just try my ass off.
But it's only because I've experienced both, right? Where I've walked into a room with people that I remember watching on SNL when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm in the room and I'm pitching shit and they're like, hey, that guy knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll single me out. And then I've been in a room with people that I'm like, damn, that guy's amazing. And then they don't do anything to me at all. Right. Mm-hmm. Like there's no interaction at all. And so I'm like, you know, you have to find that thing.
Totally.
You have to find that little, like, why I matter in these rooms. Yeah.
And usually I find that the times that I've felt that way is just because I wasn't confident in the level that I was at. It's not that I thought they were intrinsically better than me.
Yeah.
It's just that I felt like they were more experienced or had more of the things that I aspire to have.
Well, listen, a great director died today. His name's Richard Donner. He directed Superman. He directed like the Christopher Reeve Superman movie. Like he directed a bunch of different stuff that everyone has seen before. And he also directed things that people didn't like. And I think that there's something beautiful about people like making things and just putting it out there and letting the world judge it and not doing this thing where it's like, well, if I make something good the first time, everything I make is good.
Yeah.
Or like if I make something good, like eventually I win an Oscar, then everything after this has to be perfect.
That's what's hard about being a creator, too.
It's impossible.
Because, like, you know, as a creative person, you're constantly, like, experimenting with something new. And if you do that and people have these high expectations of you,
you can't win.
Yeah, you're never going to win. You just have to create from your soul and stuff. But anyway, I think we're getting way off track. But the point is,
dead on track.
Point is, It all comes down to security and confidence in yourself and valuing what you bring to the table.
Listen, even something as iconic as the Tower of Terror gets replaced by the Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm talking about Disneyland rides right now.
It's actually California Adventure Ride. But...
And I'm talking about California Adventure Rides now. And Mark will cut out the previous thing and he'll make me look like a badass. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
That's guy.
So sweet of you.
I love that guy.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Shit They Don't Tell You. Ask us anything. If you have a question you would like to ask us, podcast@nikki.limo is your email that you want to email. But we are not experts. So unless it's about Marshall Bruce Mathers III.
Or crypto. Or take it away, Nikki. You got this? Thank you. What else is your husband good at? Yes, that's right. Take it away.
Smashing
the G spot. Oh, hello. Hey, thank you.
Pretty good at it lately.
I wouldn't have been that generous.
I know. I was trying to think of something that was a dig, but actually,
well, you
I actually thought of something you were good at.
Well, you basically Google map it for me, so thank you.
That's why they call it a G spot.
Hey,
Google,
and that's why they delete Google Maps because actually Apple Maps is better. So
it is.
So Google we're disappointed
always
sexually.
Goes redirecting, and I'm Nikki, like, no, you were in the right spot. Like, stop redirecting. Stop. Like, or like, if I'm having a good time, stop going faster. Like, obey the speed limits, please. Thank you.
It's like you guys are in our bedroom. Nikki's like, find the nearest gas station. Anyways, yeah, please check out our Patreon. We do Crypto Corner on there.
Patreon.com/sticky.
That's right.
STIKKI.
We also do a monthly
live
stream.
We do bonus episodes.
With all you guys.
Of Shit They Don't Tell You. And we do a monthly live stream.
And get in the Discord.
And we have a Discord chat.
Discord is
and
the
Discord
best.
Community is awesome.
Okay. We love you guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Annie. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.